lovely day it is today, and thank you for staying tuned to Metro 97.7 FM, where only the best is good enough for you. Welcome. The program is My Doctor and I. My Doctor and I is your weekly health program on radio that x-rays various health issues with the help of experts. It also serves you health news across the globe, as well as useful health tips, all in the bead to keep you informed, more enlightened, and also help you check your health. I'm yours sincerely, Moses Humphrey, but crossing all the T's and dotting the I's of My Doctor and I is Bumi Yakini. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, you get to meet our guest in the studio, and then you get to find out what we're talking about this very beautiful day.
Help me on my doctor and I.
Well, thank you for making Metro 97.7 FM your station of choice. The program is My Doctor and I. It comes to you every Saturday at 11.05 a.m. Well, today we shall be taking a look at an issue that affects the women, especially when married out at a very young age. Well, this issue has become a global issue, and hence every 23rd of May has been set aside to mark this day. It's a World Health Day celebrating this particular issue, or throwing more light on this particular issue. I'm talking about obstetric fistula. Oh yes, well, that name might sound strange to some of you, like some are probably familiar with VVF. Oh well. All right, we'll be talking with Dr. Olalekan Olaniyan. Well, he's a gynecologist and a technical advisor at Development Communications Network, DEVCOM. Glad to have you with us in the studio, Doctor.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so we're talking obstetric fistula. Now, while I was trying to pronounce that word earlier, I was almost biting my tongue. The name alone sounds twisted, complicated in a way. What is obstetric fistula?
Obstetric fistula is when there is communication between and vagina. Obstetric because it has to do with pregnancy and delivery. And that's obstetrics anyway. So
okay.
That's why it is called
obstetric fistula.
It's a communication or a hole, when there's a hole between the bladder, which is the bag that stores urine, or the rectum, which is where feces or fecal matter is stored.
And there is a hole between the two.
Yes, connecting between the bladder and the vagina, that's in front, or because it could also happen at the back. So it could be between the rectum and the vagina, where feces now leaks out.
Now, what are the likely causes of this unusual hole in that very delicate part of a woman's body?
Well, the most important cause is actually what we call prolonged obstructed labor. That is when a woman has been in labor for longer than necessary and obstructed in the sense that the baby is not able to come out because of
normally
this proportion between the pelvis and the head of the baby. So there's obstruction.
Okay.
Okay, so the woman is in labor for a long time trying to bring out this baby that is bigger than the birth canal.
Okay, what's the relationship between the pelvis and the breath the passageway?
Okay, the pelvis is where the passageway, where the baby comes out at delivery. All right? Okay. Now, the pelvis is consists of bones, okay, the pelvic bones. All right, that are arranged in specific ways, okay? Inside it is the birth canal, you know, where the baby also passes through both the soft tissue, which is the vagina, the uterus, the vagina, and of course, the supporting structures, including the bones.
Now, I was having a talk with someone on this, and we talked about, we're arguing that, okay, let me just ask you this. Does the hip of a woman, the size of the hip of a woman, maybe if she has hips or she doesn't have hips, does that have any role to play in this obstruction of childbirth?
Yeah, it may play a role. If you have a pelvic structure that is roomy, okay, and then what you see on the outside may not necessarily
affect what is internal.
Yeah, may not necessarily be what is in there inside, okay?
Okay.
It could be different.
Okay.
There could be issues inside, even though you look at the woman and you feel, this one has a big hip, you know, and you see another woman, this one is slim, and that woman has a roomy birth canal, as it were, and that is able to bring to birth a baby without any difficulty.
Mm. Okay, now, is there an age bracket that is predisposed to this?
Any woman can have postnatal labor. Therefore, any woman of any age can have the fistula we're talking about, the obstetric fistula. However, we have seen that it is commoner in people who get pregnant when they are very young.
By young, you mean how old?
Maybe between the age of 12, 13, 14, 19, sometimes. You know, so these, when they are still teenagers, when they are girls, you know, because one, a lot of them are not well developed.
Yeah.
Okay, so naturally their pelvis will be small at that point and still tender at that point. And so trying to deliver a baby may be a challenge, and then they can have obstruction. And if nothing is done, it becomes prolonged and, of course, can lead to fistula formation.
Okay, and the VVF, the psychovaginal fistula, is it the same as obstetric?
Obstetric fistula is encompassing both the psychovagina or any other type of fistula, like the rectal vaginal fistula I mentioned at the beginning. You can also have uretero-vaginal.
This thing is a little big.
Yeah.
You break it down.
Depending on where they are, ureter is higher up than the bladder. The ureter is the one that comes from the kidney and joins the bladder. It's the pipe that brings urine from the kidney to the bladder for it to be stored until you want to urinate.
Okay, and I was surfing the internet earlier, and I found out about Italian people supposedly die yearly, especially this obstetric fistula, and most of it is from Africa, women. Why is that so? Do we really have young women getting pregnant at early age?
Well, it's not just about the age. No, like you rightly said, majority of them occur in Africa. I mean, so obviously, for me, it's for obvious reasons. Most debilitating or most bad things appear to occur in Africa. And so the only thing you can link this to is, one, the socioeconomic condition of the African continent, and of course, other things, which of course leads to poverty. There's too much poverty, there's illiteracy, and of course we have poor infrastructure. It's not just in roads, we talk about healthcare. The infrastructures are not what you want them to be. You know, there are places where they don't have any clinic, not to talk of a hospital close by. You know, so these are reasons why these kind of things can happen. For example, if I may come home in Nigeria, less than 40% of deliveries are supervised by skilled personnel.
There's an
40%.
40%.
Yeah, you know, so this is also a reason for fistula to occur, you know, because complications will arise in the course of delivery, because a woman is trying to deliver herself at home, and she can be in labor for 1 day, 2 days, and there may not be anybody to help out. Nigeria, we have a population of about 155 million.
Roughly.
Yes, roughly. And an average woman will have 6 children. That's in Nigeria. And then, like I said, less than 40% of deliveries are attended by skilled personnel. Then, of course, the life expectancy for a woman in Nigeria is about 48 years.
I thought the man was about 40 or 45 or thereabout. And that for the woman is higher. So if you're putting the life expectancy of the woman at 48, that means the life expectancy for the man should drop.
I'm sure it's much lower.
Okay. So we should expect, so if you're above 35 and 40, you should start thanking God as a man.
You have become an elder.
Okay. It's a bit scary, though.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go on with the statistics then.
Okay, and again, of course, more than 50% of the population live in the rural areas.
Okay.
And the lifetime risk of maternal death is 1 in 29. You know, that means for every 29 women in labor, one is likely to die, which are very staggering statistics to look at. You know, and all of these can be put to the fact that there's poverty, there's ignorance.